The entrance of Saratoga's first political action committee into city politics in 2015 has not been without controversy. On Tuesday, the same day that Saratoga PAC endorsed its candidates in the race, a group of protesters demonstrated outside. While the PAC is not supporting candidates financially, it is instead endorsing candidates based on a survey completed by voters. The PAC, according to the New York State Board of Elections campaign finance page, has raised more than $53,000, about $32,000 coming from inside city limits, $21,000 from outside. The PAC sent 14,000 surveys to voters and put the survey online. 1,100 responded. The PAC endorsed its candidates based on how well their positions lined up with survey results. Republican mayoral candidate John Safford was picked over incumbent Democrat Joanne Yapsen. Safford said he appreciated the endorsement.
You know, I believe that they have a legitimate point of view and have, you know, from the beginning. And I happen to have that point of view, which says that there is a different point of view, different opinions that kind of stand in contrast to what, you know, the kind of political action that the Sustainable Saratoga people have brought.
Sustainable Saratoga is one of many community-based organizations that weigh in on city politics and is a backer of Yapsen, who is seeking a second two-year term. Yapsen, whose campaign has so far raised about $70,000 to Safford's $31,000, said she's happy with the support she's received in the race.
We are raising money from hundreds and hundreds of donors, and we have a very grassroots campaign that's really being very inclusive with many people in the community. So we're feeling very good about our momentum. I did hear from the president of the PAC that he's actually not giving money to the candidates, and they do need to follow the New York State rules just like every other donor.
Yapsen said she wasn't surprised the PAC chose to endorse her opponent. According to the Saratoga PAC website, its mission is to, quote, aid through campaign contributions candidates and elected officials seeking local, county, and state offices who demonstrate a commitment and capacity to enhance the economic well-being and quality of life in Saratoga Springs and Saratoga County in a unified and forward-thinking manner, unquote. Saratoga PAC board chair Bob Manns also serves as COO of local development company D.A. Collins and is also a business owner. He says on the PAC's website that the group aims to, quote, support responsible, balanced, progressive actions to enhance our region's vibrant character for years to come, unquote. Those taking the survey are asked to rate the importance of 15 separate topics. The highest-ranked issue reads, quote, fund a review of our city's water and sewer infrastructure and the capital expenditure requirements to ensure it can meet our long-term needs, unquote. Other top-ranked issues are a plan to update city streets and sidewalks, making streets safer for pedestrians and bicyclists, helping the homeless, and supporting the revitalization of South Broadway. The survey also asks about a parking structure for the Saratoga Springs City Center, improving public transit, and expanding bike trails and ensuring high-speed internet. One particular survey question addresses the controversial planned expansion at Saratoga National Golf Club. The question reads, quote, approve a zoning change for Saratoga National Golf Club to enable the creation of a five-star resort golf destination, helping the region compete more effectively for conference and tourism revenue, unquote. Mann said that while the board members of the PAC, which includes local business owners, may have their own opinions, the endorsements were made based on the opinions of the public.
The group of people that are the board of directors of the Saratoga PAC had their own opinions, but it was more important to make sure that there was an understanding of the priorities by the residents of Saratoga.
For a link to the survey and for more information about Saratoga PAC, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.